Yeah, they get the big hit like your boy Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler. I have to admit, as a Laker fan,
mm-hmm.
I got to give him his props. He put it on us.
Yeah.
Last night it was a clinic, and I think there's a one point he put a move on somebody, and like, you know, the camera catches you in slow mo talking, and I think I'm reading his lips. He's like, "That boy's in trouble."
Well, you know, here's the thing, because after the first two games, you hear sweep, sweep, sweep. I'm like, you know, they're pros for a reason. I know Miami looks down and out, but this can happen at any time. That's when you get overconfident, this kind of thing can happen. That's why they say you never let up, never take your foot off the gas. Or Swisher always likes to say, why do we kick them? Why do we kick somebody when they're down? Because they're closer to your foot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, LeBron got off frustrated. He walked off the court with 10 seconds left. In the game, he just walks off. A lot of turnovers, like just stupid, just bad play, right? And I think everybody has a bad game. It's totally fine. But I had to give props to Jimmy. I mean, he put on a clinic. Triple-double, 40 points. Now, the thing is, he would have to do that every game going forward for them to win.
Yeah.
And that's just not sustainable.
Well, according to Stephen A. Smith, the reason the Lakers lost was Davis. It was AD. And if that's the case, then why is LeBron still crying about MVP? Actually, AD's your MVP, because where he goes is where the Lakers go. And if he doesn't have a good game Wednesday tonight, then you're in trouble, because that'll be 2-2.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, we'll have to see what happens. But
go ahead, tell us about your numbers. You're nervous.
It was ugly.
Hey, this is not ugly. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and just heard two people having some crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having those crazy conversations since college.
Yes, this is the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 4.
Episode 4, F-O apostrophe.
Like Mo, right? Is that how you spell it? F-O-E, like you spell Mo?
Yeah, foe like Mo. Hey, you know, obviously the Lakers didn't make you smile yesterday. So what made you smile this past week?
Oh, you know me, when I get to surfing the interwebs and I find these little gems, there is this Welsh woman. I think her name is Rachel Harper. So she's a writer, actor, but she also does impersonations. And she is spot on. So she can sing, and she did your favorite song, WAP. But she did it in the character voices of like 12 different entertainers, mm-hmm. one being Dolly Parton, you had Adele, Celine, and even Julie Andrews from The Sound of Music.
I'm noticing a theme here, by the way.
Yes, yeah. She did all white women. What's that got to do with it? It's the voice. It's hilarious.
I'm just saying, I noticed a theme here.
Let me guess.
It was hilarious.
You don't like Jeff Dunham because he doesn't have a black puppet, right? So he must be racist.
Look, man, I grew up on Julie Andrews and what was that movie? Sound of Music. So
yeah,
the hills are alive.
No. Let's not.
I thought that would make you smile.
No, leave that to Rachel Harper and Julie Andrews. You don't need to do that. That's not your play. To your strengths. Play your strengths.
My strength is pressing play, so we'll press play for you right now.
I say it's certified freak, 7 days a week. Whereas pussy make his plug and weak. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're fucking with some wet ass pussy. Grab a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some ass pussy. My womp will go on and on. Now look, I need a hot hitter. I need a deep stroker. I need a heavy drinker. I need a weed smoker.
My favorite part of this, too, was when the Celine Dion hilarious and the Julie mother effing Andrews.
It was her facial expressions is also what made it pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought it was good. And just if you close your eyes and picture Dolly Parton singing the lyrics to WAP,
that can get a little.
the way 2020 is going, it's believable, right? At this point, it's believable.
It is. It really is. And I'll tell you what made me smile. I was scrolling through the Twitter feed, and Jemele Hill had quote tweeted this and said, "Whoever came up with this is the feds." And what it is, somebody says to my Black Twitter fam that still loves to thoroughly clean house like the elders taught us, comment now comes in a foam spray. This is exciting news to me, and I had to share. And I think she expected people to go like, yes, this is great news. But what followed was like the ancestors cursed them from above. Oh, this was my favorite meme. So Black people will put comment in their tub and walk away from it like it's seasoning. And what's so strange for me is I'm like, yeah, I thoroughly agree. I've done this before.
I have comment in my bathroom right now, just for the bathtub.
Okay, so what do you do when you go to clean your bathtub?
So what I do is I get a little bit of water, mm-hmm. you know, not a full tub, just like a little bit of water. Mm-hmm. And then I hit the powder all over. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't let it sit. I just kind of hit the powder all over. Mm-hmm. And then I have like little scrub pads. And so that way I hit the walls, the middle. Mm-hmm. Then I just like going up the wall of the tub. I mean, I really get in there. It's a workout, man. It's a lot. But just a little Brillo, not a Brillo pad, a little sponge with a little.
Are you using a sponge? Not a Brillo pad? See, you're doing it. You're doing
yeah,
it
I get
wrong.
In there. Elbow grease. Old school elbow grease.
Look, according to this by a nasty and ambitious woman, it says, everybody knows this is how you use Comet. One, wet down the tub. Two, sprinkle that ish everywhere. So you've got that part down. Here's the part, because she even made a note. This is the most important step. Three, and in all caps, let it marinate. Side note, at least 30 minutes. Four, scrub. Five, rinse.
I don't have time. I got stuff to do. I'm a mover and a shaker. I don't have time to sit there and let that marinate.
Let that ish marinate.
Sad thing is, there's so many cleaning products out there that are faster. Mm-hmm. I use all of that on like my sink, toilets, but my bathtub, Comet.
It doesn't feel clean until you do that. Then after you finish that, you throw some Mr. Clean in there just to give it that lemony smell of Pine Sol, and then rinse that down. Yeah. It's gotta be.
I mean, it's just how it is. You gotta, it's just how it's done right. It's just how I was raised.
Exactly.
That's just how I was raised. Like when people make certain things, why you make potato salad like that? My mama taught me how to make potato salad. It's just how I do it.
How many pounds of cheese did you put in that mac and cheese? Not enough. There's another pound coming.
Except it's like, wait, you put raisins in your potato salad? Who taught you that bullshit?
Oh my God. Look, no laughing matter this past week, though, has got to have been Amy Barrett, because she's been coming under fire just because of her religious beliefs, or what people mm-hmm. think is her religious beliefs, because apparently that church has been wiping its records clean. Everything off the internet, like the whole church is running for office.
Yeah. Yeah. That whole wiping the records clean deal, because if you say this could be her church, I haven't heard her say it out of her mouth, mm-hmm. but there's a whole lot of records being wiped from your family, quotes from your dad, and all that. It would just lead me to believe.
Yes.
That you would probably believe this just a little bit, which to me, your faith is your thing. However you want to believe in it. And I looked it up just to see, just, you know, when I think of faith and religion, I don't think anything crazy, but I just looked up some of the things that, you know, they expect you to do, which is, you know, they oppose abortion. So that's kind of obvious. A lot of religions of faith mm-hmm. oppose abortion. Totally get that. Men are divinely ordained as the head of the family. That's common.
I'm about to say that's page one of the Bible, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's a common deal. Wives were expected to obey their husband's wishes in all matters, including providing sex on demand.
Sounds like these rules were written by a man, by the way.
There's some dude. Hey, no, God wants you to do this right here.
The Lord says you should please me.
Yes. Yeah, I really think a man wrote that. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that one, I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Now, my thing is, if you can be a judge and not let your religious views get in the way, great. But how hard would that be if you're trying to vote on something like Roe v. Wade and you know you don't agree with abortion because it has nothing to do with what you and your Bible thinks. That's between that woman and that's her choice. So that would be my concern. But on the other side of it, I'm like, whoever this dude is that wrote these, a lot of these men wrote these religions and these rules. And I'm just like, why would you think that? I think that was like an addendum. Like, I don't think that was there at first. I think it was like the man's ahead of the household and all of that. No abortions. And then somebody said no. And he's like, I'll fix that.
So I got a headache. We'll fix that headache. I've got the cure. It's called the word of God.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of white out the head. Oh, really? Huh? Just get a little white out. Wipe that part out. A little rewrite. I had a vision last night. We got to call it the remix. These new rules.
You know, interesting thing about this, because like you said, if she's not going to bring her religious beliefs into it, but then that's what the left is really thinking, that she is going to, and that Roe v. Wade is in trouble because you've got a very conservative court. And then if she gets on the court now, she's got, they're saying at least 40 years, right? It really could be 30, it could be 20, it could be 50, because she could live till she's almost 100 and decide to stay on the court the entire time. So it really could be a lot more. But Roe v. Wade is the big concern. Do you think that can actually be overturned? Do you think that's in our future?
Personally, I don't. And the reason why I don't, I haven't seen something so impactful in the world get reversed, right?
Right.
Because if you can change Roe v. Wade, that means you could eventually take back people's voting rights. We'll go back to separate water fountains, separate but equal. I mean, anything would be possible to me if Roe v. Wade goes back. And I just don't, I don't imagine that happening. It's a threat. I think it's a good kind of a talking point that people on one side might use to make the other side nervous. But, I'm not too sure. I just don't believe it will.
But then at the same time, we've seen where other rights have come back, just even with insurance, as far as contraception and birth control, again, deciding what women can do and can't do, where now your insurance, your work insurance, in some places, in some cases, won't cover contraception, which it has before.
Right.
So if that has been turned around in certain places, then isn't that the beginning stages of possibly Roe v. Wade now going that route?
Again, I would say no, partly because they gave the employer the choice to cover it. And so if you want to work at a Hobby Lobby, right? And they don't want to pay for your pill, well, go work at Michael's. You know, it's totally fine. And that's the employer's choice. I still don't agree with it. I think you should still be able to cover contraception for women. And it's funny, all these laws, like, it does nothing with men, right? There's nothing that stops any company from covering our blue pill. If we want the blue pill, you need some condoms, you need whatever. There's nothing that prohibits men from taking care of ourselves. But it's so funny how there's so many focuses around controlling women and what's going on with them from the waist down. Crazy.
Interesting. I saw an argument for vasectomy that said, a man can get 10 women pregnant every day for a year. A woman can only get pregnant in 9 months. And a woman can only get pregnant once every 9 months. Why are we telling the women they have to be on birth control? And I went, you know what? I can't even argue that point.
Well, the reason why you do that is because the man, the husband, is the head of the house.
You know what? I may have to look into this people of praise after all.
that's why that happens. It's, you got certain men in power based on whatever their religious beliefs, and that's how they try to control people. But
speaking of trying to control things, presidential debate number one. Ugh. In the words of Dana Bash on CNN, and I love when they went to her after the debate, and she goes, I love the way you guys are trying to be so eloquent. I'm just going to put it plainly. that was a shit show. She's like, this is cable TV. I can say that. And I'm like, you know what? She basically summed it up.
It totally was. It totally was a shit show. You knew, like, I knew what Trump was going to do. I knew what Biden was going to do. Biden was going to try to hit the facts. Biden did a great job of talking to the people and trying to be that president where I think Trump did what Trump normally would do. And he's done that in every single debate. I mean, when have you seen him sit in a debate and not really say anything?
Right.
You know, especially when it's just down to two people. You know, when it's like a whole bunch of candidates. Totally different scenario. But I knew he was going to do that. I just laughed because, you know, Joe, you know, he has the thing where he stutters. So he has to really kind of slow his thing down and how he talks. But I'm sure he just wanted to be like, just start cussing. And that's when he did that. You know, just shut up, man. Shut up, man. Or, you know, called him a clown. I was like it's old. It was old man jokes. Yeah. Right. When have you looked at somebody and said, oh, you're such a clown. You know, shut up, man. You've never said
that. Balderdash.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I mean, I was waiting for Joe just to look straight at Trump and be like, why I oughta.
One of these days, Donald.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Right. It's
old man insults.
I think Biden kept falling for Trump's tricks, though, because Trump was, anytime Biden was getting a good point across, Trump would just say something and keep saying something until he acknowledged him. And it's like, and you can see him trying to concentrate, like, don't give in, don't give in. God damn it. He couldn't help it. Really couldn't help it.
Yeah, and I thought it was a little bit of a dirty shot to talk about Biden's son.
Very.
I mean, that's just certain things to always be off limits, right? And that goes just lack of empathy and compassion.
Exactly. But, you know, his supporters will say he did a great job. I watched Fox News after and to see them point out how he won that debate. And I was like, okay, that's interesting. It's always interesting to me to see how the different sides spin it. The one thing they couldn't spin, though, is when it comes out this at the end of the week that the president got the Rona.
Yeah. Yeah. Got the coronavirus. And quite a few other people got, if you think about all these different rallies and, you know, not wearing masks, not encouraging people to wear masks. I was hoping this was a wake up call for some people who were on that hoax train or what have you. Unfortunately, I think it just showed how human beings are just assholes. Right.
So,
yeah. So here's why. I'm not going to vote for him, but I don't want to see him sick. I don't want to see anybody die. And you had so many people making these comments of just happy about it. I'm like, come on, we're better than that. You know, we're better people than that. I get it. There are a lot of people that can't stand Trump, but I don't want to see the person die, you know, or see his wife die. I don't know. I feel weird about that. I don't think it's good to just wish that type of stuff on people.
You know what I find weird? The fact that you would say we're better than that, because were you not here the last 12 years? Because 2008, they definitely weren't better than that. And in the last 4 years, definitely haven't been better than that. This is America. Childish Gambino said it best. This is America. And this is what we're seeing is the ugly, over the last 12 years, we're seeing the ugly side of America. And that's coming from both sides. Both gangs are showing their true colors, right? And you're seeing that. Well, the police stepped in, aka the Twitter police, and they made a statement saying, tweets that wish or hope for death, serious bodily harm, or fatal disease against anyone are not allowed and will need to be removed. This does not automatically mean suspension. So people were like, wait a minute. You weren't doing this all along? I mean, you know, 8 years of Obama and all the death threats, all the nasty things, not just the lies, but even going past the lies and wishing death on him. And they weren't regulating that. And so they go, we hear the voices who feel that we're enforcing some policies inconsistently. We agree we must do better. And we're working together inside to do so. Are we really expecting a company to be our moral compass? I mean, because like you said, we're better than this. Apparently we're not, and we need the babysitter, the controllers of Twitter, to make sure that we behave ourselves while our parents are away. And I'm assuming the parents then would be the founding fathers, right?
Yeah, I mean, I totally get where you're going. I totally get where you're going. And I know that this is America. You're right. I just want to believe that we could be better people, because we can be, right? Mm-hmm. We totally can be when we want to be. And there are more people that have this hardcore hatred for someone they don't know personally, more so than the people that are around them, right? But to wish death on people. Now, don't get me wrong. All the stuff that was said about the Obamas, Michelle included, was all wrong, right? All the things that have been said about AOC, you know, all of that has been wrong, right? But to wish death on anybody is just sick. But the sad thing is there are people out there willing to do it. And it's cowards, because anybody can tweet, but you're not going to say it to someone's face. Well, there is somebody that went into AOC's face talking shit. So I get it. Yeah. But you shouldn't, right? I mean, just we should be better human beings. I think that's what the problem is. How do we turn it around? It's not going to be a politician. It's not going to be, a vaccine comes out. All of a sudden, we're going to get some nice juice, you know, and start being nice to each other. How do we eventually turn it around? And to me, it's like one day at a time, somebody making the stand to say, you know what, I'm not going to go that low.
All right, well, we'll start here, because obviously you're not going to wish death upon him in this manner or any more ill will. You've said that so much. And on this podcast, because I have no idea who's listening, neither will I.
I was about to say, like, oh, shit, this is our last episode.
Oh, hell no. We're just getting started. I'm and I don't need anybody knocking on my front door going, Secret Service. That's not the kind of surprise I'm looking for. I'm looking for UPS deliveries, okay?
Like, when he decides to blow it up, he blows it up big.
You know, interesting thing about this, though, I was watching, so here we are recording on Monday and watching when Trump leaves the leaves Walter Reed to head back to the White House. And again, flipping between NBC, CNN, Fox News, and interesting to hear the narrative that was coming out of Fox News was that, let's see if I got this right, Trump now has personal experience with the virus that Biden doesn't. I'm like, okay, I see what you're trying to do here, because now he can speak to that when he gets back out on the campaign trail, which he's saying he's getting back out on the campaign trail soon, which is reckless, because you're supposed to quarantine. So he leaves there. First of all, he leaves in the, over the weekend and gets in the car to drive around and see the people that are outside to support him. I get trying to please your supporters, but that's the beginning stages of dictatorship, that you have to go out and make sure they see that I'm doing well. And then he gets back to the White House in Marine One, gets off Marine One, walks up the steps on the South Lawn, takes his mask off. This is somebody who tested positive, who should be quarantining, not around anybody. He's already been in a vacuum-sealed SUV with Secret Service agents, on Marine One with Secret Service agents and a pilot, so exposing everybody there, gets up to the top of the stairs, takes off his mask so he can get the photo op. His photographers then have to come out, the White House photographers, and take pictures of him saluting Marine One as it takes off. And then he walks into the White House, no mask on, no move to put it back on, anything. That's a lot of arrogance. And the things that were said about Obama for 8 years, if he did an ounce of what this man did just in the last 2 days and how reckless he was, holy crap.
Well, you know, if Obama did the whole grab him by the pussy thing, he would never even have been President Obama. He'd have turned into Mr. Obama out of politics, out of the White House.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's just crazy, right? And that's the thing about politics, right? This is why I don't like it. I don't mm-hmm. like on all sides, because you're going to spin this into whatever you think sounds right. Even if the president was, let's just say he was like in a ventilator, they would never say that.
Right.
They would never come out and say that. So you never know what you're going to get, you know. Yeah, it's just crazy, right? And so you don't even know who to believe. And that's the problem. And that's what's sad. is that you have somebody, I've never questioned whether anybody got COVID. I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, I had it in February, man. I was sick. Duh, duh. I never was like, did you? But did you really? He's the only one. Now, aren't you? When I saw the alert, I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, you know. He doesn't want to do the next debate, huh?
Yeah, like this is one way to get out of a debate, you know. But then you start seeing everybody else dropping, and that's even still the fact that these people who they've put in danger, knowing that they were contagious, and they still don't care, and that's the crazy thing, you know. His press secretary today claims she's positive, but I bet she knew it already. Like, it's just how. How irresponsible is that of not only him, but the people around him? Like, at some point, you got to say, this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it takes. And it's like the guy, remember when he was saying that, you know, I could go to New York, go to Times Square and just shoot somebody and nothing would happen.
Shoot somebody in the head and nothing would happen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because he knew what was going on. And you're saying he saw this that long ago. He recognized the power he was wielding. I don't think he expected that power to take him all the way to the White House. But because if, and I keep saying this because Trump News Network was a thing until all the way up to election night, until he won the presidency and went, Trump News Network just disappeared. And it just, there's somebody listening right now that goes, you know what? There was such a thing. Yes, Trump News Network was coming. And all of a sudden, he won the presidency, and that disappeared. And a lot of the ads for Trump News Network were coming out right before the election because he didn't think he was going to win it. And here he is. Right. He's in the White House. He's had a taste of power. I'm not giving it up. And the most important thing now is reelection and getting back out on the campaign trail. And you said, when is this going to get better? Who's going to step up? Somebody needs to do it. There needs to be an adult in the room. And apparently, there's not one because they traced this back to when he made the announcement of Amy Barrett, and it was on the South Lawn, and you had all these people unmasked, no social distancing, and a lot of the people were there that are testing positive now. So that means more of those people that were there are going to, they either have tested, refused to get tested, or they're not going to tell us that they tested positive. They're just going to hope you don't see them sick. You don't miss them the next 14 days.
Yeah.
But everybody that was there should be quarantining right now by the rules that have been set for anybody across
America. CDC. By the CDC. They should, but you know, they're not. That's what I mean by just the irresponsibility. And I'm curious because I believe Amy Barrett had already had COVID. And I read. And so I'm wondering if she gets it again. Because that would be interesting, too, because there are some cases where people have gotten it.
Getting it twice,
Yeah, they've gotten it twice. But it's just very irresponsible and sad. It's to the point, like, anytime I get a breaking... I remember when you get breaking news alerts on your phone?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, my goodness, what? Da-da-da. Now I'm to the point of just like... and that's all I can do. Just shake my head because it's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Breaking news has been overused, so I understand. We're desensitized to those two words together, breaking news. We see breaking news, we're like, all right, what is it this time? Until something actually shocks us to be breaking news.
No, when I see something that's breaking news, I'm like, oh, you know, what's his name? Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman.
When Chadwick Boseman died, I got that alert. I had to pull over. I was like, what? I had to pull over and read the deal. So I caught it. But I'm thinking just with this... with this administration, to some of the things that you're seeing, it's just not a shock. You know, I just can't think of anything that'd be more shocking.
I imagine when this is all over, the Fox News headline will be, "He is risen." I know it sounds crazy, but mark this, episode 4, if it happens, Lord help us. Really and truly, this whole thing has been some bullshit, but some other bullshit that we've seen. Have you ever heard of swatting?
Swatting. I was about to say, like, you had a barbecue, you had a picnic, and.
Yes, I've done that many a time. That's how I get my workout. That's why I go to the gym, so my arms are faster.
Now, get your swat on.
So swatting, and what's bringing this to the forefront is because of the incident at Stephen F. Austin, where you prank call emergency services in an attempt to get them to get a bunch of armed police officers, or let's just say law enforcement officers, to pull up on an unsuspecting person. And it happened mm-hmm. in Stephen F. Austin, where there's a student who was sleeping. They said that she was brandishing a knife, waving it around, and threatening to kill people. And so the cops went to her room, and she was asleep, woke up to cops in the room, and hearing conflicting stories as to whether it was a bunch of guns that were drawn or just one gun that was drawn, but wasn't even pointed at her. So you've seen this. So this is happening down there by you in Texas.
Yep. Quite familiar with it. And I saw it. And again, I had to click on it because of the clickbait headline. You know, cops busted into black students. So I'm like, okay, let's see what happened here. And then when I read the story, I'm like, I don't know. A little suspect on that one, because you don't have a lot of detail, because I have a few questions. Mm-hmm. My first question was, what was the race of the people that called them? Is this a race thing? Is it really a race thing? Come to find out, it was a mixed group of people. There were some black people in it. There were some white people in it. There were some other people in between. So to me, that says this is not a race thing. And then I'm like, well, she's a cheerleader. Maybe this was a hazing prank. You know, maybe she's a, you know, new cheerleader. She's 17. Maybe it's a hazing prank. So I want to know, like, why they did it. And then I thought, like, what if just everybody didn't like her because she was, like, mean? I think that movie Mean Girls. What if that was her just on campus? And everybody's
unlikely,
like, God, I can't stand
freshman.
Her.
Unlikely as the freshman and the new cheerleader.
Hey, you and I, we were some cocky freshmen at UTSA. Don't act like.
Yeah, never mind. Let's
yeah, just because you're a freshman doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so no.
Does that give them a reason to pull that kind of prank on her, though? Just because if and this is us just speculating as to maybe she had our attitude, because we had the attitude, people were like, oh, y'all are cocky. And we're like, we're not cocky, we're just confident. Confident we're better than you, but and so yeah, there were people who may have felt that way and would probably wanted to, if swatting was a thing when we were in college, they probably would have tried it on us too. But is that a reason to do it because of the fact that you don't like somebody or just because it was a fun thing to do?
I don't think it's a reason to do it, no. But and I think the students should be punished. You know, I think they should have some kind of fine, you know, has to be something involved. I don't think they should get expelled and kicked off campus. But again, there's more to the story of the why. And then I wonder, how did it get brought up as this was a racial incident? Like, how did that get started?
Yeah.
You know, and so was that her starting that? Because there's also conflicting stories of what she's saying happened. And the sheriff is saying, hey, we have the video footage of what happened and they want to release it.
Yeah, but there's a problem of them trying to release it. First of all, she's underage, right? And
right.
I saw an interesting thing from the lawyer. The fact that the cops have seen it, of course. The university officials have seen it. But you know who hasn't seen the body cam footage? The family. The parents have not seen the body cam footage yet. And they want to release it. So all the parents are like, I just want to see it. Let us see this body cam footage. And the university is going, well, if we let you see it, then whatever we send to you, we'll release to the public. And I'm like, why is this even part of the negotiation? It shouldn't even be a negotiation. A student at your school, this happened. I would want the parents to feel at ease about this.
Right.
It's not like it's the blackest school in Texas.
Exactly. I mean, that's the part I don't get, because you know what type of, especially in the climate we're in right now, you know what type of PR nightmare this is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen F. Austin is not a destination station for black students. Why would you not get ahead of this? Because you know how it can go, right? But if you have the truth, if you have the video, show the parents. That way, everything will be settled. But also,
joint statement,
discipline the students,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe shed the story of why.
Yeah.
Again, I want to know, why did they do it? You and I, we were some hellions at UTSA. If somebody were to do something like that to us, we'll think about it. Some stuff that we did, if somebody did that stuff to us, we'd be like, ah, you got me.
You might.
That was a good one.
You might have been. You, Mr. Kumbaya Terrell over here. I'm all about the revenge when it's all said and done.
I didn't say she shouldn't get revenge. But I didn't before. Say that.
But first, let's get the spotlight off of us before we get this revenge.
Yeah. Just let everything settle down. Let them feel comfortable. Catch them slipping. Mm-hmm. And then got your ass. That's yep. the type of revenge I'm talking about.
You see, you played a long game. Wait till it's about right before graduation.
Ooh, be friends with them.
Exactly.
Be good friends with them. They invite you in there, you know, join their fraternity and sorority and all that stuff. And then got you. That is the long game.
Played a long game. It's exact, and you know, because I think like this is the exact reason why I don't trust a lot of people.
Because you figure somebody's playing a long game with you?
Always.
Well, I mean,
I wake
knows?
Up in the middle of the night and look at my wife like.
maybe this podcast is the long game that I've been playing for a long time for that $20 I lent you to get a pager and you never paid me back.
I thought I did pay you back.
See? Long game. I just want to let the world know that you cheat.
I'm not cheap. I was just broke.
Let the record show that Yanni Rude still owes me $20. And with interest from 1993, you got to at least make it even $10,000. I'll call it even. $10,000.
Blame my being broke in college on the fact that UTSA had Chick-fil-A in the cafeteria. That was just, I read up credit cards doing that. Yes.
Chick-fil-A was good. And remember, like, you had to become good friends with the people that worked there because they'd hook you up with an extra little six-pack of nuggets.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, the good old days. The good old days.
Yeah, prison rules back in UTSA days. Yeah, I remember that.
That's what happens when it's 17,000 students, it's 3% black, so you know every black person on campus.
Yeah.
Hey, let's toast it up for the old college days, man.
Yeah, let's do that.
So what you drinking today?
I'm gonna go with Old Faithful.
Tito's,
Vodka,
huh?
Topo. Vodka Topo. Svedka.
Oh, Svedka.
Svedka. Yeah, Svedka and Topo. Tito's is my favorite, but Svedka, you know, for the price point, it's not bad.
Well, you switched it up last week, so I'm going to switch it up this week. I got this from our good friends Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. It's that good WAP.
Get the hell out of here.
Now, oh, Jesus, I can't even open
it. It's too tight. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. That joke wrote itself.
My fault. Sorry. Take the high road. Take the high road.
Well, you know.
I don't think you're man enough to open that WAP.
You know what? I'm laughing too much to be able to open this right now. That's what's so bad about it. Oh, Jesus.
You got to put your hip into it.
Well, you know, I've never been known to force myself into any WAP, so I almost got to respect it. You know, it's probably a good thing, because I'm not sure whether this is after shower WAP or, you know, post-performance.
Maybe you got to talk to it for a little bit. Take it to dinner. Get to know it a bit. Then it'll open up.
I know, right? Like, come on, baby. You know I care about you. I've been thinking about you all day. Oh. My ice is going to be melted by the time I open this damn thing. This is too funny. Oh, I'm never going to live this shit down.
I can't believe who got you that.
So this came from Atlantic Records. So last week we had these PD meetings, right, within mm-hmm. our company. As I still struggle to open this. And so we've been meeting this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And some of these labels, what they did, some of those meetings included label meetings. And they'd give us, you know, different promotional items.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, whew. Jesus, that was a workout. Obviously, I haven't been working out during quarantine. This was one of it. I tell you what. You know,
you're gonna need a cigarette after taking a sip of that.
This swap better be good, because all this work, and if it doesn't live up to it, I'm gonna be so disappointed. 90 days? You made me wait 90 days?
it looks like Hypnotic.
Oh, I think it's actually a Cosmopolitan. We'll find out. But
oh wow.
Jesus, I can't even hold this up with one hand
anymore. My eyes are watering. That was...
Oh, Jesus. Hi. I'm Yanni Rue.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yes, send us some of your random thoughts and some of your bullshit.
Yeah, this is definitely some bullshit. The Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
This is definitely post-shower wop.
Post-shower wop.
It's got a little kick to it.
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes.
Oh, Jesus. I need to go to the gym tomorrow.
Apparently you do. It's a good thing you married, because nobody's going to want you after watching that debacle.
Shit. I got to make sure she doesn't watch this.
Yeah, make sure she doesn't see it.
I ain't getting none no more.
Yeah, she's going to be like, hey, we need to talk. I saw your podcast.
Hey, thanks for checking us out. And if you like what you heard, do us a favor.
Please hit that subscribe button.